from the 1-800-SAFE-AUTO-STUDIOS.
It's the Ali Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Cleveland.
Okay. 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007. Around 520, we're going to be giving you tickets for Grains versus Grapes. The ultimate matchup. It is the beginning of Cleveland Beer Week, a celebration of craft brews from October 15th through the 23rd. We'll end with Brewzilla, clevelandbeerweek.org.
This is my favorite holiday.
Right? It is, too. I know Cleveland Beer Week. It's like your, it's your Christmas.
Yes.
It's your New Year's. It's your Ramadan. It's your Diwali. It is your Kwanzaa, all wrapped up into one thing.
Greatest
right?
week of all time.
I know. We've got John from the Thirsty Dog in Akron. Hey, John.
How you doing?
We've got Chris from the Brew Kettle in Strongsville.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Chris. And then Christine, who is basically kind of the grand poobah of this whole thing, right?
She is the mastermind.
Right, there you go.
So.
The mistress of ceremonies.
That's
is that
right.
safe to say? All right. So tell people about Cleveland Beer Week for the uninitiated.
Like me, I want to know.
Right.
Okay, so this is the second annual Cleveland Beer Week. Uh-huh. Like you said, it takes place from the 15th through the 23rd. We start out with Grains versus Grapes, which is a four-course dinner at the Crown Plaza. It features Sam Calagione from Dogfish Head and Marianne Franz from the American Wine School. And they're going to battle it out, which goes better with food, beer, or wine.
Oh, that's
so,
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Michael Simon Restaurant Group created the menu for us.
Of course.
So, you know, the lobster pierogies are on the menu
and all
of that. And we'll see what wins, beer or wine. So beer fans, come on out for us.
Are you expecting any kind of fracas to break out between wine fans and beer fans?
I'm not sure.
Any fisticuffs?
I'm not sure yet.
Kind of like the greasers and socias?
Yeah, right.
Like the
right.
Warriors?
Yeah.
And that's the start of Cleveland Beer Week. And then we have about 375 events through the nine-day celebration. And we end with a flagship event called Brewzilla, a Monster of a Beer Tasting. And that'll be at the Gallery at Erie View on October 23rd. And there will be more than 80 breweries there, as well as an Ohio brewery section. And all six of our collaborative beers, which John from Thirsty Dog will tell you more about.
All right, lay it on us, John. Give us the tour here.
Well, we took 12 Northeast Ohio breweries and divided into teams of two, so we came up with six beers that none of them had brewed before. We've got the largest craft brewery in Ohio, Great Lakes Brewing, paired with Cellar Rat, which is a small brewery, Thirsty Dog with Indigo Imp, Brew Kettle with Willoughby Brewing, Cornerstone and Buckeye Brewing, Fatheads and Black Box Brewing, and
somebody else.
Rocky River Brewing and Hoppin' Frog Brewery out of Akron.
There are so many, we've had a couple of listeners who have said, hey, I make my own beer, can I bring some by, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. And, but, you know, for you guys, what, since 97?
97,
been brewing,
but,
right?
But right now there's 37 licensed breweries in Ohio.
That's the thing, I assume it starts with people getting kits or something, or just doing it, or a recipe is passed down, they do it in their basement. What's that leap that somebody makes? I would think if somebody goes, you know, when I start a brewery, it seems like such a crowded field.
I hear that all the time. I want to start a brewery.
Yeah.
Everyone always wants to start a brewery.
We should either buy a bar or start a brewery.
Right, yeah. Right.
We like to send them over to Chris at Brew Kettle because he's got a brew on premise where they can go try it themselves under direction of someone that knows how to keep it sanitized. But we did all these beers. They're going to be packaged in one 12-pack. It's the Ohio Craft Brewers Collaborative 12-pack, so you'll be able to go to Heinen's or Giant Eagle, get a 12-pack. It'll be coming out soon, but you'll be able to get all these beers on draft at Brewzilla, the Brewer's Circle there. And we made, there's an Imperial American Porter, a smoked black lager, a barrel-aged strong ale that's aged in Merlot barrels from the winery that's located where Cellar Rat Brewing is.
So for people who really have that kind of educated palate for beer, they're going to be happy, as well as the people who know nothing about beer.
Well,
they kind of learn from you guys.
Right. Even the lightest beer in there is one of the ones that we brewed at our place, and it's more or less a German Pilsner style, so it's a beer for anybody. So
yeah.
It's a great 12-pack to get people started.
That's what I'm talking about.
Try something light.
He's opening the beers.
I heard the crack of the cap. That was good. It's like baseball out here.
Let's start partying. That shows you the light.
5 minutes ago,
he
didn't take it.
All right, what is this? What am I drinking?
That's the Hopfenragen Wilvel from Brew Kettle.
Oh, and, they've all got really Willoughby. Cool names.
And that
too.
Shows you the lightest. And then this is
what am I smelling? I'm smelling something.
That is Magnum hop, or German tradition hops. And that little spiciness you're getting is from rye. Mm. There's malted rye in there, not caraway seed rye. But you're getting just a little malted rye spiciness in there and a nice German hop profile. All German ingredients in there, nice lager beer.
This is amazing.
Right?
And that's the lightest in the group, and then this is sort of one of the darkest. This is the smoked black lager, and a lot of people look at a dark beer and think, oh, it's going to be bitter.
I love dark beer. Thank you very much.
This stuff's great. All right, now what's this?
This is the smoked black lager. We call it Indigo Dog. It's a collaboration.
It looks like a stout.
It does, but wait till you taste it. It's going to be light. It's
now, for people
you.
Who... Let me take a sip of this one.
Here, cheers, Alan.
Here's to you. Oh, man, that's really good. You said smoky black lager?
Yep.
That's what it tastes like. It's a very descriptive name for that. That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
And that's Indigo Imp that does open-top fermentation in Cleveland and Thirsty Dog and... We brewed it at our location.
We're so hammered.
Now,
I love it.
You know, when we talk about this grains versus grapes thing, you know, I mean, people who have educated palates for wine, they're very snooty. They take it very seriously. People with beer take it seriously. They're just not very snooty about it.
It's fun. Beer is fun.
Right. But how do you learn, because it's a very different set of kind of senses you have to hone in on. How do you learn to kind of hone in as a brewer to figure out how, you know, this doesn't taste the way I want it to yet?
Well, we have a brewery and a winery, and I can tell you it's very challenging for me to walk in there and even dealing with the different subsets of customers.
Yeah, right.
You know, you've got the guy who just wants to
pound him,
chat him,
yeah,
whack him down,
that's good. I like that.
Chat him. Here's your next brew.
You know, and then you've got somebody who just wants to sit back and try to decide, you know, what field that grape came from in 2003 or 2005.
That's
beer's
dull,
very,
man.
Beer's a very simple, common flavor profile for most people. But these beers that are coming out of this 12-pack are raising the bar, as are most of the craft breweries right now.
Because I'll hear people say, people who really know their beer, and I'm not one of those people. I mean, I like beer, but I really am not the guy who goes, oh, you know. Somebody
I like to
says,
pretend I know, but I don't.
Yeah, if somebody says, oh, it's a little too hoppy for my taste, I don't know what that means.
Hoppy,
you know?
Is bitter.
Bitter,
every
okay.
Beer is a balance.
Okay.
Sweet and bitter are the two ends of the spectrum. Hoppy is bitter. Sweet as malty.
Because there are some beers that will get, taste-wise, get very, very close to tasting like wine.
We have the finish all the
time. Absolutely, and I think we'll probably taste one of those. At least you will. John hasn't hooked me up over here yet. I'm dying over here,
Chris.
John.
Yeah.
He's like getting hammered, and he's just watching us.
Might as well have a naked girl behind glass that Chris can't get to, John.
That was the idea.
Yeah, right? This is making him sweat.
Now, what do I got here? We got this new... It looks
that's the Imperial American Porter that was brewed by Hoppin' Frog in Rocky River. That's probably one of the biggest
beers. Is that the Rocky River Brewing Company?
That is.
Yeah. I like that place.
Right. They've been around a long time. They're one of the early ones to make it onto the scene. I think they probably opened in about 97 or something.
Very good. It tastes a little bit sweeter, though, to me. I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to taste or not.
It's an Imperial American Porter, and the malt bill on that is huge.
So that's what makes it a little bit sweeter like
and
that.
And Hoppin' Frog is...
Thanks,
see the characteristics of the brewery come through in each of the beers.
Starting to look like a real lush over here.
Dude, this is the greatest day of my life. I love this. You guys are great.
It's moderation, Chris.
We're taking applications right now.
Really?
Yeah, we're expanding. We need employees. Come on down.
Look at that. You could do it like part-time or something.
Like the
Master Brewer Zumok.
I'll get fired on the first day for drinking.
Yeah. You'll just go in there. His head will be in the thing. ClevelandBeerWeek.org, by the way, for people who were listening about this. It goes from tomorrow to the 23rd. We'll have...
It's ClevelandBeerWeek.org?
ClevelandBeerWeek.org, is it? All right. Okay, now what's this one that kind of looks maple-y here? What is this? We're a little more golden than the other ones.
That's the Classic Collab. It's Cornerstone and Buckeye Brewing.
Right.
It's a German-style...
Alt beer. It's an alt beer, which means old in German. So it's an amber ale that's been aged for a little while.
An amber ale. All
right. So you've got a little bit of caramel character in it. A touch of hops, a touch of hop aroma, a little bit of bitterness, but it's been aged almost like a lager beer at cooler temperatures, so it should drink pretty easy and have a clean finish.
Now, when you're making beer, is there still an element of it where there's coloring involved, or does the color come simply from the makeup of the hops and the grains
from
and all that?
The hops don't add any color, but the grain certainly does. I mean,
you're not dropping caramel in anything, you know,
no,
the color, I mean.
They barley's like a big fat kernel of grass, a big fat grass seed, and they roast them and toast them at different temperatures for different periods of time to create different flavors. Where these black beers that you're tasting, they just burn them. And this lightest one that you had here is just toasted at a very low temperature for a very short period of time.
So the darker, the more bitter? I mean, is that safe to say traditionally or no?
Some dark malts can create bitterness, but certainly not all of them. That's not a...
Yeah, the bitterness is from the hops.
From the hop.
You'll notice on the side of many craft brewers' bottles, we have IBUs, and everyone's like, what's an IBU? It's International Bitter Unit. So if you've got a beer, like we make a beer, we have 16 varieties at Thirsty Dog. We make one that's 7.9 IBUs, but we also make one that's 96 IBUs. So that's going to be more bitter than the lower the number.
Okay.
But also, if we have a lot of malt with that, like you do in Imperial Stouts or the heavier dark malty beer you were tasting from Hop and Frog and Rocky River, there's a lot of malt there to balance out the hop bitterness from it.
And these people ketchup on a steak.
Gotcha. And these people are all represented in Cleveland Beer Week.
Yes.
These people are all going to be out there.
Yep.
And you guys ever like talk trash, like the beer, like the brewers?
Well, we have an association. I'm president of the Ohio Craft Brewers Association. The neat thing, and Chris and I were talking about this in the lobby, for the most part, the craft brewing industry is a pretty fun group of guys. We share ideas. We collaborate on beers. We work together. It's not, you know, the competitiveness that you might see between, the big mass-produced beers on who's getting market share. We all want to convert people over to craft beer because it goes well with food. It's what the wine industry did 25 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to say that, you know, you don't need to have a six-pack of beer after work. You have, you know, one beer with dinner, and there's a beer for every meal that you're having.
Right.
Sometimes you have to have a beer with food. I don't care what it is.
Right.
You have
some beers taste better with food. Yeah. We make a beer that I never liked at our brewery, and I went to a beer dinner, and they had it on there. It's like, oh, what's this going to be like? And now I love that beer, but I only drink it with food.
Now, do you have to think about, obviously, pairing beer with food is one consideration. Are there other considerations for beer that people want to cook with?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We do, the malty beers, like an Imperial Stout. I say instead of water, use an ounce of our Imperial Stout for every ounce of beef when you're making chili.
Okay.
Because you get that malty and the sugar.
Yeah, that's so nice. Chili
nice
season's coming up. Yeah.
It's easier to pair beer with food than it is wine, I think, because the tannins and the acids in wine sometimes mixing with the foods. Or everyone always thinks wine and cheese, and I think beer is much better with cheese. And you've got a big local movement with different creameries and goat cheese creameries and stuff, and you'll see a lot of beer and craft brewers doing stuff with different creameries. And
those things all help to kind of up the profile of beer, too, or elevate it beyond, you know, on a level where people do think of the perception of wine is more, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can get the snob appeal that we can have a fine dinner with beer.
Right.
I have Thanksgiving at my house, and I serve, you know, a nice IPA with the turkey.
Right.
And put it in a nice glass for everyone so they feel like they're still having that wine. And
so traditionally on Thanksgiving, you know, people will eat and then they'll fall asleep and have a nice nap in the afternoon. Your house, everybody's zonked by like 10:30 a.m., right? They're out at Thanksgiving,
well,
right?
That's when we're preparing the meal. So
They're hanging around the grill.
Yeah, good. That's solid.
Favorite beer, Christine?
I like a lot of Thirsty Dog beers. I like a lot of the locals, and I'm also kind of hooked on Left Hand Milk Stout right now.
Yeah, oh, look at you.
I just wanted her to pick one so somebody else would get mad.
No, I'm sorry.
You guys are a beer turf war. Smart guy.
We've got another brewery that's opening up in Cleveland here that they won't be represented during Cleveland Beer Week, but Andy Tavikram's back in Cleveland, and he gives the best answer. I was with him the other night talking, and his favorite beer is the one that's in his hand at the time.
Well, there you go.
That's the best answer that is.
That's a good answer.
It's very seasonal, too, and it's based on what you're eating, what you had yesterday for lunch. You know, it's where you're tasting.
It's like picking your favorite kid.
Hey, it has to be done. Sooner. What if there's a house fire?
Yeah.
Has to be done.
Chad, you're down in the Kent area, aren't you?
Well, I'm from there. I live in Lakewood now.
Oh, okay.
Why? What's going on in Kent?
Well, we have two Rockin' Cleveland party buses going out of the Thirsty Dog to hit a brewery tour all around Cleveland and head back to Akron. And then there's a progressive beer dinner with Thirsty Dog and Goose Island.
Yeah, we're trying to get people from Akron out.
So I figured that way you wouldn't have to drive and you could really enjoy on that party bus.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Shit, party bus.
Get a room.
Would they mind swinging by Lakewood to pick me up?
Right. If you're in Lakewood.
Well, we're going to be in Lakewood because we're going to leave
Akron.
We're
stopping there.
Oh, cool.
We're going to hit five or six different breweries. Chris's place is one of the stops for lunch. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be early in the progression because he didn't want to be stop number five.
Yeah, right.
So. You've got to head to the Beer Engine then because they're really involved.
Oh, right on Madison. That place, the food is phenomenal at the Beer Engine.
Yeah, and they're really involved in Cleveland Beer Week, and they have Adam Avery from Avery Brewing coming in for the Avery Experience. It's 15 beers and 15 food items.
Oh.
So you'll be full and a little...
Tips. It's going to be information overload, man, between the beer and the food.
375 events,
yeah,
too,
right?
So.
Well, and Christine will probably, are you going to go to, you're having left-handed.
I'm going. I'm going to the Brew Kettle.
We have a beer dinner with Left Hand at our place on the 20th, and then we've got the Founders out of Michigan on the 21st, where we have a five-course pairing. Some of the items with our beer, some of the items with the guest brewery coming in.
What's going on in Tremont? That's where I live.
Well, it's
Tremont Tap House is doing a takeover.
Oh, I love the Tap House. Their food is fantastic.
And it covers all areas.
You
like tomorrow for the there's the official opening, which is Grape and Grains, but
yeah.
I know we're going to be at Grovewood Tavern doing a tapping of a cask conditioned ale, which is the old English style where they're naturally fermented and carbonated in the keg, and then we pull out the big hammer and drive in the spike. And
how long has Cleveland Beer Week been going on?
This is the second year.
Okay, so it's relatively new. That's what I thought. I mean, I haven't been here long, but it didn't sound like people were going, finally, the 30th year! So I wasn't sure how long it had been going on. So this is still like, you guys are still kind of in the education process with people as to how to do things.
I think if you stick your head out the window at 7:01 on Friday night, you're going to hear a lot of kegs tapping.
Yeah, nice. That's for sure.
It's going to be like building the railroads or something back in the day. It's going to sound like that.
Being a Clevelander, this had to be done, and I thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
This had to be done. Yeah. It had to be done. Thank you.
And, Alan, if you're looking for things in Tremont, you can go to the website and search by neighborhood.
I'm going to do that. Yes, I'm going
to
do that.
Things to do.
Because I do want to know
what's
going
on. There's a ton to do in Lakewood and at the Beer Engine. So
you can search by neighborhood. You can search by brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Location.
Now, Brew Kettle, you guys are in Strongsville?
We're in Strongsville.
And you guys have, like, the giant...
We have an off-site brewery. We have a production brewery where we make a beer that's distributed throughout the state. And then we've got a restaurant. We've also got a facility where you can come in and brew your own beer.
Okay.
We've got a winery where you can come in and make your own wine. And we're just about to open... a winery where you can make your own wine. And we're just about to open a distillery.
That's
so we'll be making vodka and gin and
he's a renaissance man.
Look at that.
We will be the first, to my knowledge, the first place in the country that has a brewery, a winery, and a distillery all under one
roof. That's the trifecta.
That's it.
Right there.
Cherry on top.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to Cleveland Gin Week, personally, so I hope you guys will come back for that.
Nice sprucey or junipery or whatever.
I like it a little more sprucey.
I can do that.
Yeah,
You and Chris can start.
Yeah.
You can go watch and make gin.
Ah, that'd be great.
Nice.
Bring my own blossoms.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to bring a date and come down to this thing.
Well, if you're bringing a date, go to the Beer Engine. They're doing chocolates and...
for Sweetest Day.
Chocolates?
Chocolate and beer.
Yeah, I need a Sweetest Day.
You are going to look like such a class act for this
thing. I need a date, I need a lot of things, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. It was great to see you guys. John from Thirsty Dog in Akron and Chris from the Brew Kettle in Strongsville. Christine, thank you guys. The website is clevelandbeerweek.org. It starts tomorrow. With grains versus grapes, it'll be a clash of the titans between beers and wines, the ultimate matchup. In fact, I'm going to give you two tickets now. A four-course beer and wine dinner tomorrow night at the Crown Plaza. Michael Simon Group doing the menu, Sam Calagione from Dogfish Head, and Marianne France of the American Wine School. Again, clevelandbeerweek.org is the website. Search by neighborhood. There's going to be something going on around you. 375 events between tomorrow and the 23rd. So two tickets for grains versus grapes. Tomorrow night, we'll go to caller 21. Get it? 20?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's clever. All right. 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007. Caller 21. Good luck. We'll take a break and return after these.
It's the Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.